Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
In Jesus' name, all men of God seated, leaders and elders, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, very familiar scripture that you know already. From verse 28. Has that not known? Has that not heard that the everlasting God, which kind of God is that? Everlasting God. You don't have everlasting man, we have everlasting God. That the everlasting God, the God, the Creator. Take note of those, you know, description of God. Everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his what? Understanding. He giveth what? Power to the faint. Amen. Tonight I'm talking about power to be furnished and to be well prepared. Hallelujah. Power to be furnished and to be well prepared. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth what? He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that do what? They that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. They shall do what? They shall mount up with wings as what? As eagles. Thank God. God compares us with eagles, not just ordinary scavenging bird. Eagles, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew. Underline that, renew. This night, this season, this weekend is the weekend of renewal. Hallelujah. It's a weekend of renewal. If you are not renewed, you know, you'll not be properly furnished, properly prepared or well prepared to deliver the things that God is asking of us at this end time. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. You have been down, 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 down enough. It is time to do what? To mount up. Hallelujah. It is time to mount up. Whatever your calling, whatever things that God has, you know, ordained you and given you that uniqueness, you must start to mount up with wings as eagles in the name of Jesus. They shall run. A lot of walking, a lot of loitering about, a lot of not knowing and having direction. Now they shall run. And in that running, it will not be haphazard running. It will not be running aimlessly. It will not be running without purpose. It will not be running without direction. They shall run and not be what? Weary. When you are running with purpose, there is no weariness. People used to ask me, are you not tired? I say, tired for what? When you are running with purpose, you can't be weary. You know, you have your heart set like a flint. You cannot be weary. You cannot even slow down. You can see those, our top babas, at 82, 84, The other day, Kumoye told them, he said, you people are waiting for me to die. I won't die. I've not finished. He said, you people are waiting for me to retire. He said, I won't retire. It will continue until the legs can no longer carry him to the pulpit. And even with that, he will still find a way to continue to preach until the last moment. They shall run and not be weary. I want to ask God to give you speed. Amen. To grant you speed to run without being weary in the name of Jesus. I want to ask God that as you walk, you will not faint in the name of Jesus. People start walking and, you know, they just start ministry. They have not even gone far. They got a, you know, revelation here and there. Pieces and pieces here and there, and before you know it, they are getting weary, they are getting tired, they have, you know, they have, you know, they exhibiting, you know, some fainting along the line. So tonight, as we look into the word of God, you will see that the word is loaded to tell us that they that wait indeed. What does it constitute? What does waiting, what constitutes waiting? Waiting, I know that immediately we start reading that, some people will be taking, yes, they that fast, they that pray, yes, it's part of it. They that wait upon the Lord, they that wait, they that fast, they that pray, yes, it's part of it, but not all of it. They that wait upon the Lord, what does waiting? Waiting, not going ahead of God. Let God himself prepare you. Let God himself launch you out. Let God himself, like a clay in the hand of the potter, mold you, fix you. Any breaking he needs to do, let him fix you. But you have to wait. You have to wait on the Lord. The Bible says, I lay in Zion. Isaiah 28 verse 16. Somebody read for us or project for us. Isaiah 28 verse 16. Isaiah 28 verse 16. See, I lay in Zion, and he that believe will not make haste. Isaiah 28 verse 16. See, for I lay in Zion. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a what? For a foundation, a stone, and a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is a tried stone. Jesus is a strong foundation. And he that believeth shall not make worst, shall not make haste. Believing, waiting on the Lord, you know, remove you from haste. Your faith looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, you know, your confidence completely reposed on him. That's waiting on the Lord. You are not in hurry. You are not, ah, brother this has done that, sister this have gotten that. Then you want to, you know, many times we miss it because we are not waiting on the Lord. Habakkuk, I think Habakkuk 2 will say, I will wait upon my watch, right? To hear what the Lord will say. We are in the era of instant, everything instant, quick fix. People are not ready to take time to wait, to patiently endure and wait on the promise. Wait by listening to God. In this 360 convention, one thing you must do very well is to listen. Jesus Christ warned the disciples, he said, be careful the way you hear things. Be careful the way you hear things. Ask God to give you ability to listen, to filter, to get insight. You know, the man of God will be preaching, a message will be coming from here, you know, to you. God will be speaking to you specially and be translating, you know, the scripture into that your personal language. be bringing it to that your level of understanding, to bringing it and breaking it down to the level you can identify and use. So listen. That's it. My sheep, they do what? They hear my voice. They hear my voice. The voice of stranger they will not hear. 10 years. Okay, 9 years now. For about 9 years, I worked with the Federal College of Education, Technical Gombe here. After my youth service, 83, I got job 84 with the FCET here, accounting lecturer. I never thought I would be there for that long. You know, everybody will take teaching. We just take teaching as a stepping stone to something. Until God told me that this is your mission field. Mission field? I read accounting, sir. I need to go and practice. I need to be chartered. I need to be what? God said, this is your mission field. You are not going anywhere. Eh? Who will be preaching to all these young people? And, you know, the difference that at that time, people enter FCE with almost JMU and gray hair. So they were just like my age mate, my age bracket. Most of the people I used to see them in Good News and the rest of them. One madam in Good News, Poloria Douglas, used to be one of my students. Elderly people like that. He said, you are not going anywhere. What I put in you, I want you to also replicate, translate it to these people. So I couldn't move. And God started, you know, the little thing we were doing in town started expanding. God started growing things. And things was, you know. And people started saying, you need to resign. You need to resign. You can sit with what already is happening. You can start building your ministry and you need to resign. I say, no. When the time comes, God will talk to me. God will minister to me. But you need to listen. Listen doesn't mean only when you are in the church. You listen, you tune your attention. Outside of the church, you are just, you know, you are ready. You are ready for something to drop. You are ready for inspiration to come down. You are ready for, thus says the Lord, you are ready for a scripture that connects to what God is asking you to do. So at the 9th year, God said it is time. Ah, as a God. 9th year. I need to stay until 10 years. If I stay until 10 years, I will have been collecting pension. I left there for about 42 years now. I left FC for 42 years now. If I left them by the 10th year, I will still be collecting pension till today, until I die. But at the 9th year, just remaining 1 year, God said, resign now. Ah! Sometimes we hear hard things. But if it is coming from that sure foundation that is laid by God, a tried foundation, a precious foundation, you don't need to doubt, you don't need to be shaken. In fact, people thought I was out of my mind when I tendered the resignation. It was hard for me though, because there is a way you start learning God, you know, you start knowing God. So in obedience, I resigned. Ah, everybody started asking, Akamu inazaka, inazaka, ga eki yanzu yanzu ya kazama HOD, kazama din. So that is my life, ba. Inzama HOD. You know, unbelievers, their look about life is so limited. You know, I say, no, I'm going to go and preach. Where? I say, in this Gombe. Nothing, no, all the things you say about the evangel now, there was nothing. Eh? But I listened and I resigned. Some people came from the account department. They said, you don't know that at the 10th year, they will be paying you pension. I say, yes, the person that has newly employed me say I should leave. He will double my pension. Hallelujah. Say I should forget about that one. Because God kept telling me, if you stay another 1 month after this 9 years, you are on your own. May God not abandon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I resigned. Put in the letter. Everybody was doing a year, 2 years, that is my pension. I've met some of them in filling station in recent times. Yes, I'm the one. He said, Kai, are you kind of looking fresh? My employer makes me to look fresh. Hallelujah. Amen. My employer is taking care of me. As I resigned, there was actually nothing to fall on. membership was just maybe below 30 or so. Membership was below 30 and I resigned. In fact, my wife then started asking me, how do we do? I said, don't worry yourself. God is a good payer. God is a good employer. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly and confidently say, the Lord is my what? Is my helper. I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Not too long as we are thinking of how to pay school fees and the rest of them, a man emerged. I prayed for him some years back. They had no children. They have been, you know, been married for about 8 or 9 years. And I was guest in the house, and went to minister in that place. And everywhere was so neat, everywhere well arranged. In my own house, that things used to be scattered. Children will fall something, they will scatter something. I said, excuse me, no children in this house? They said, no, we don't have yet. God has not blessed us. I said, I said, by 10 o'clock, and they are big men, all these CEO, chief executive. I put them in compulsory all night. I said, from 10, when we finish church program, from 10, we start all night till 2 a.m. or 2:30 a.m. We must break the jinx once and for all. Are you hearing something at all? Some jinx need to be broken in your life. Some jinx need to be broken in your family life. Don't just hear the word and say, "Toh, we are in God's hand." Hear beyond that. So we got home that day, 10 o'clock or 10:30. We started prayer. We said, they are not used to it. So I will raise song. I will read Psalms. I will read Bible. From the Bible we've read, let's start praying. By 12:30 a.m. the next day, the Holy Spirit say, ask this woman. Anybody said something on outward to her when she married? She said, yes. Yes. The mama that my husband stayed with, you know, where they took care of him, he was an orphan. You know, the mama said, you will not, even if you marry ahead of my daughter, you will not have children until my daughter start having children. I said, what kind of woman? She said it, and see the thing is manifesting. I said, we must break the chinks. And this is the time to break the chink. 12 o'clock, 12 midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Confront whatever is confronting you. Stand up and take the name of Jesus with you and declare, whatever thing, no weapon that is fashioned against you that will prosper. We started praying against all those weapons, against those statements. Against statement has been said. You know, the Bible says, who is it that we say 18 and it will come to pass when the Lord Most High God has not spoken? I said, so you kept quiet. He said, they don't know who to tell. Let it not be as if they are, you know, they are spoiling that family. Oh, and you kept quiet. Word release. Word release. Word is very powerful. It's word that we speak. We spoke to these beautiful, beautiful women and they followed us. Say, you are just wonderful. I just love you. See, so you love me. Yes. They start following us. Word is powerful. No, somebody did a research. He said, take a bottle of water and curse the bottle. Curse it. You are useless. Pure water. Then put it in the freezer. Take another bottle of water and bless it. And say wonderful things. And say glorious things. Chemists may have to help us. That guy is a chemist. So he did a research. Allow the thing to become ice. Days after, he now split the bottle open and brought the slice of the ice under the microscope. The bottle caused the formation was scattered anyhow. Not hexagonal, not parallelogram, whatever. Just, you know, anyhow. Then the other one sliced, powerful formation. Wonderful radiance, concentric circles, powerful picture. That means even water, they are hearing word. Hallelujah. Water, hear word. I know some of you will try it tonight. You speak life, because the Bible says death and life, they are in the power of what? The power of the tongue. So listen. Bible says, my sheep, they do what? As you wait on him, listen. My sheep heard my voice. Each day I look back at that day I resigned, I always smile and thank God. Because recently I met one of those pensioners that we retired together. I said, Akamo, Arianzu ma, Ambiakane, Arianzu, what a shida yanzu basubiyangu ba. Nache na anekudi mayache 25,000. I said, look at what I will have stayed 1 year to be collecting miserable money like that. Wait upon the Lord. Wait patiently. The Bible says, let us be part of those who through patience and what? Patience and faith have obtained the promise. Patiently. We are in hurry these days. We don't want to wait upon the Lord. And he says the condition for your strength to be renewed, for you to mount up, for wings to be given to you as eagles, for you to run and not be weary, walk and not faint, is to wait. Not too powerful something. Just wait upon the Lord. You know? Wait until you hear God. So that you can make informed decisions. You can make informed decisions about marriage. Many marriages, you know, have become scattered because you didn't hear properly. You didn't hear properly. Career, you know, gone into tatters. Relationship and business, you know, people have made wrong decisions. They've been scammed. 419, scam them, you know, all this get rich quick, you know. People have tried me many times. They thought they can easily get. God shows me things on time. You told, when something good is coming, he will show me. I will know. Some people will bring, you know, plant it very well. I will say, no, this is not for me. I don't do that. I don't do that at all. Take it away. Take it to somewhere else. Take it to somewhere else. Even ministers, pastor. I remember a pastor a long time ago in this city brought his scheme and said, you know, and we had good following in that time. He said, it's because your church is big. That's why you don't want to do it and all that and all that. I told him that no. The blessing of God make it rich and add no sorrow to it. Will you, pastor? So he brought everybody in this. The church is in Sabunlai. He brought everybody into it. Brought even Muslim into it. And the rest of them, the thing couldn't materialize. The Muslim said they will burn down the church. He ran to me. He had to sell his Volvo. He was using powerful Volvo then. He had to sell his Volvo to pay back all that money. He was not hearing correctly. Not hearing to make informed choices. You know? So he missed it. And many believers today are missing out. Wrong decisions. They are not properly guided. They are being guided by men. They are being guided by, you know, circumstance, situation. Wrong decisions, investment gone, you know, into tatters. Life savings gone into the drain because you didn't hear properly. You didn't hear God. That's why when Samuel, with correct anointing, Samuel wasn't giving birth to the way you and I were giving birth to. You know, correct anointing. Pray down from heaven. But Samuel almost made a mistake when he went to the house of Jesse to anoint the next king for Israel. When he got there, he saw Eliab or Shammah. You know, they came and said, yes, the Lord's anointed is here. God said, no, I've not chosen him. Another one came. Say, I've not chosen him. He said, man, they don't see the way God sees. Almost missed it. They brought everybody. In fact, he started doing kalu kalu. Next one, next one, next one, next one. He will have asked God from the first and second, which one have you chosen? You've not chosen the senior, you've not chosen the next. Then which one have you chosen? Until they did try and error. Tumbo, tumbo. Many of us do like that. Head or tail. Is it Sister Cordelia or Sister Christina? Anyone that fall down, head or tail. One brother prayed. He said, the first sister we find in the church, the first sister. And that day, one sister came to church, not a member of the church, crippled. And that was the first sister. So he changed his prayer. He said, the next one. Don't turn your life to try your luck line. You know? So David almost missed it. Many marriages, they are just managing. In fact, you have to tell them, just be managing. God will just help you. Just be managing. You know? God will help you. You have married. Omo o se paro, oko na o se paro. Eh? You can't do exchange, husband. Eh? Many times I've got women come to counseling, they say, oh, daddy, I just like you. I say, please, don't like me. There's only two of us that is here, don't like me. You have made your own choice. You have made your choice. I pray for somebody today. You will hear God distinctly. So that when you look back in your marriage, you'll be saying, God, I thank you. I thank you. Morning, afternoon, I thank you. Night, I thank you. We just give you exact bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. When you wait upon the Lord, your strength is renewed in taking decision. Your strength is renewed in boldly stepping out. Your strength is renewed in courageous steps you will take. When you wait upon the Lord, those earlier days when all that pastors in this town, all we were doing is to be trekking. No pastor was riding any car, trekking. So I started telling my church members that my car is Mercedes coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Mercedes coming. You know, this regular Mercedes. I just like the way regular Mercedes used to take off. Eh? You just... But if I'm in the car, I won't see that. But I like the way it used to take off. Regular. Eh? So, one day I went to preach somewhere in Nazareth. Small church. And I told them the same thing. See, I'm going to ride Mercedes. Amen. They were saying, this pastor from Gombe. How many pastors in Gombe? I'm telling you about many years back. So, after the service, a night before the last service, I had a dream. Somebody just came and dropped. So God, as you listen, God might appear to you through dreams. That's the way he appeared to Joseph. Joseph will have carried the baby into the hand of Herod. But God kept guiding him through dreams. No, those who are about to kill the baby, so take the baby to Egypt. When he got out of Egypt, don't take the baby back to that place. They are not dead yet. Stay somewhere a little while. He was guided. So I had a dream. I just saw somebody drop Mercedes key in my hand. And I saw the color of the Mercedes. The next day, I went berserk. I told my guest, my host, I said, let's go and price car. He said, what kind of car? I said, Mercedes, of course. No money in my pocket too. But when you have had God, your strength to pursue a thing is what? It's renewed. That's what we are talking about here. We are not talking about how much you have in bank. How much you have in bank account. Are you getting something at all? Are you hearing me? Are you just enjoying story? Is your strength being renewed now? Yes, for action. Don't wait until you have all the money. No, don't wait until you have all the money. So I priced. We went there. I saw the car. Exactly what I saw in the dream. We did the pricing, negotiation, everything. They say pay. And I look at my watch. Say tomorrow morning by 10 o'clock. You know, it's fate. Fate. Eh? You just do the natural. God will do the super what? Just do the ordinary. God will do the extra what? Just do the common. God will do the uncommon. Just do the usual. God will do the unusual. That is fate. March around Jericho. Everybody can march around Jericho. Everybody, children, everybody, housewife, everybody. March around Jericho. Just do the normal. Then God will do the abnormal. So I price. After pricing, they say pay. I say 10 o'clock. I'm from Gombe. They will wire the money to me tomorrow. Just speaking faith. To cut long story short, next morning the pastor, my pastor then in Portiscombe that time. We have a church in Portiscombe up till now. So Pastor Gumbo said, "Daddy, how are you paying?" I said, "Don't worry, don't worry. I will call one or two people, and they will send the money." And I put a call to the first, said no money. I put a call to the second. The second was saying, "It's my business money. It's my business money. You know, it's an Igbo guy." So I said, "Tochukwu keke mere, kedu ka ọ dị?" If you want to get a man, start speaking his language. Amen. The little you know, start speaking. He wired the money down to me exactly 10 o'clock. Eh? He was concerned. He said, "That's my money. Daddy, when will I get it?" I said, "I'm getting to Gombe on Monday. On Wednesday, I will pay you the money." There was nowhere to pay the money. But when you have had God, your strength renewed, your power, energy is boosted, you can just go berserk, eh? To do things that looks uncommon. So we got the car, we paid for the car, I had some change, fueled the car. Gumbo joined me in the jolly ride. We came to town. That time it was only one road from this Mailuku down to BCJ. So I make sure I drove through the road. Let everybody see me. Everybody see me, drove through the road. Some brethren that came, they say, "Sir, have you paid?" I say, "I have not paid." "How much?" Somebody say, "I'm bringing half of the money." Another person say, "I'm bringing half of the money." Hallelujah. Azumi, I never had God correctly. And I didn't take step of faith concerning the vision or the dream God gave me. What stood Daniel out? Let's look at Daniel. Something stood him out. Daniel, the book of Daniel. I'm rounding up now. Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel, chapter 1. Daniel, chapter 1. Can somebody read verse 17? Or let's have 17 projected. He was skilled in vision. Was skilled in vision. Yes? As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all what? All learning. Are students here this night? Let me see your hand. This used to be my favorite scripture as student. As for these four children, including myself, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning. That is skill to learn mathematics. That is skill to learn physics, chemistry, whatever thing you want to learn. That is skill in all learning. And wisdom. Now look at Daniel own. Daniel had Gara. And Daniel had understanding in all what? In all vision and dreams. And you know, each time they run into problem, Daniel will just say, "Don't worry. What is the matter? What's the problem?" They said, the king dreamt. And looking for somebody to interpret the dream, he could not even remember the dream. So the king wants his dream and wants interpretation. Daniel had to wait upon the Lord. He called the other Hebrew children, they waited upon the Lord. And as they were doing that, God released, you know, all that they needed unto them. Waiting upon the Lord needs patience, needs consistency. You know, like every waiter, I don't know how many of you have eaten in standard 5-star, 4-star hotel before. Oh, we are all village people here. Don't mind me. Oh, that's how I went to Chicago, and I wanted to eat chips. You know, we call fried potatoes chips in Nigeria. Is that not so? So I went to the Oyinbo man in the restaurant. Yeah, so I twist my tongue small. "Hello, can I have some chips?" So in America, they don't call it chips. They call it fries. UK, so we are UK, colonize. So the man went inside and brought dried potato and shook it before me. I said, this is breakfast. I want that which is sliced and fried. So you need fries. Hallelujah. So the guy waited on me, served me, did everything. When you finish eating in International Hotel, you don't just pay all the money, you put small tips. You put small tip on top. Even in the wall, they have copied Bible, they that wait upon the Lord. So the waiter that waits upon you, you will always put tip together with your payment. Hallelujah. Even in the wall, if you wait, you are not waiting, you are a waiter, you are not waiting for nothing. You receive tip. How do you wait upon the Lord more? Meditation. The art of meditation is far gone from the church. He said, my meditation of you shall be what? Shall be sweet. I will rejoice in the Lord. Meditation. Take time to chew the word you've heard. Turn it over. Regurgitate. Turn it over. Bring it back like a goat. You know, we regurgitate and bring back and be chewing the cord. Do spiritual chewing of the cord. Think about it. What if I, you know, take this scripture this way? What if I take this scripture this way, you know, and be turning it over? One day opportunity will just come, and that scripture will be what is handy that you need. Hallelujah. One day I had an accident in Lagos. I entered Molue. I couldn't carry my messages to Lagos. I entered Molue. So inside the Molue, I don't know what happened to the driver. That was accident. Brake failed. And you know Yoruba people. The guy was wavering, dodging everybody. But the night before, God just woke me up with the scripture. None of his bones will be broken. I think that's Psalm 35 or 37. Say, none of his bones shall be broken. None of his bones. I got up with that scripture. So by meditation, the day you need that particular scripture, you need that particular verse, God will just bring it out. We're talking about being furnished and prepared. Being furnished and prepared. This preparation is not a day's work, it's a continuation, there is continuity. So when the accident was about to take place, that scripture just came. I just started chanting the scripture. None of his bones shall be broken. None of his bones shall be broken. And I command you to be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in all the earth. I will be exalted. Hallelujah. And the thing came to a standstill. Some people hit head, some people hit leg, some people couldn't, something twisted. I just came out, none of his bone shall be broken. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's not for me, for Jesus. Amen. Waiting by abstinence, God will meet you at the point of your need as you abstain, as you take time to wait upon the Lord. By, you know, taking time, maybe you miss dinner because you are waiting upon the Lord. You know, this body, when it is too full, the Bible says, when you are eating and you are full, you should not forget. You should not forget God. So wait upon the Lord, abstain. Sometimes even abstain from, regular pleasure. Abstain. Just because you are waiting upon the Lord, you want to get God's mind. You want to guess God's direction. You want to guess God, you know, breathe into the situation so that you'll be directed. You'll not just be floating up and down, you know, here and there, like, you know, something that the wave of the sea is toasting, you know. So, as I round up tonight, I want you to make up your mind. Decide quality decision and say, Lord, I will wait upon you. You know what it means to wait now. Broken it down. You listen to God. You hear God's word. You abstain. Abstinence, prayer, fasting, waiting upon God. you know, the breakthrough, the desire breakthrough, the desire direction, the desire insight. We just pump onto you like that. That's why when you are able to wait upon the Lord, you will see that you will not be moved, you will not be shaken, you will not be anxious. What we get to you, we get to you. God will, you know, work it out, make a way for you where there seems to be no way. Can we appreciate God tonight? Let's appreciate God tonight. Let's appreciate God tonight. Before I step down, I want you to pray. I want to pray for some people here tonight. I want you to pray. Go ahead and pray now. Go ahead and pray. Just turn what you have had tonight into, you know, prayer, into a statement of action, into, you know, a decision, or decisions, if you like, you know, deciding concerning your marriage, deciding concerning your business. You don't just want to take, you know, just take steps because you are hearing noise here and there. You want to hear that still small voice. That still small voice be released to you. Can you pray now? 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 Pray. Yes, you pray. Pray concerning that woman that God has given to you. Pray concerning that wife that God has given to you. God has given to you is not to be treated with, you know, ignored and pushed aside. You know, God can use that woman, you know, to start to speak to your life, to start to bring, you know, message to your situation. God can use that your husband that you have despised, that your husband that you have despised, to start to speak situation into your life, start to speak, you know, something that must come to pass, something that God is bringing to pass, bringing into your life. Can you pray tonight? Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, I pray for as many as must have made some silly mistake or taking wrong steps. We thank God because, God, you are the God of second chance. You are the God of second chance. You waited on the prodigal son to return. You turn his fortune around. Father, I pray tonight, whosoever, wherever they've missed it, whatever way they've missed it, I pray tonight by the power of the Most High, who say a thing and is never reversed, who say a thing and it stands, who say a thing and bring what is not to reality, the Creator, the everlasting God, I announce to someone and announce to you that situation, God will turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. You have suffered lack. God is going to cause a restoration. Anything that is blocking you, hindering you, I declare that those hindrances be removed right away in the name of Jesus. Let your sensitivity come alive in the name of Jesus. Hear God correctly in the name of Jesus. Hear God properly in the name of Jesus. Hear God like never before in the name of Jesus. Your strength become renewed. Go from strength to strength. For the word said they shall go from strength to strength, everyone that dwelleth in Zion. From that henceforth, go from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As more ministrations, messages, instructions will be coming in this meeting, even as you've started bringing them to us from since yesterday night, I pray that no one will miss out in the name of Jesus. There will be a turnaround. Receive the turnaround in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.